This is Ryan.
Hey, Ryan, this is Mario, brother. Just giving you a call back.
Yeah. Hey, go ahead. I've got time now.
Oh, okay. Well, I got it.
Sorry,
I got
earlier. I know earlier it sounded like I wasn't interested. You know, I work a full-time job.
Huh.
Because I'm trying to get my business up and going. And so I couldn't really talk kind of as freely as I would have liked to and ask some questions kind of about kind of what y'all do and everything. So I apologize if I seemed uninterested, but I am glad you called me back.
No, no worries. I never said you did not sound interested, just for the record as well. I just, you know, sometimes people, you know, are not straight
wanna
shooters.
Be nice.
And yeah,
yeah,
they try to be nice.
They don't
want to
hurt
and, your feelings. Right, yeah, right.
I gotcha. No,
you
I
know, and a thousand times I prefer somebody to say, hey, you know what, Mario? I'm not interested in Google right now. Thank you very much. Have a nice day. And that way, you know, we're not calling back or, you know, wasting people's time.
I've got some questions for you, and I'm hate to cut you off. I'm heading to a customer's house, so I want to make sure I get these questions real quick while I do have time to talk to you. How are y'all kind of related with Google, right? So can you kind of walk me through that? Are y'all just a third party with Google that tries to get companies on their, you know, top 10 page or whatever? Is that how that works?
No. So no, the way that it works in the States, okay, and we're talking nationwide, there's only 40 companies that have what is called a premier partnership with Google, which means that we're hired by Google, we're trained by Google, and we have the same tools that Google does to do marketing, which is called SEO. You're never going to get a call directly from Google, right? Google is never going to call you and say, hey, Ryan, this is Google. Let's get your company on that first page. It doesn't work that way. That's why they hire us, okay, to do that for them. Google would only call companies like Coca-Cola, BMW, Mercedes. They're huge accounts. That's who they call. We are a premier partner to them for over 20 years now, which means that, you know, whatever that, you know, Google does as far as the marketing goes, we have that access. So we reach out to smaller businesses when an opportunity opens up on the first page of Google, because we get notified by Google, hey, we have a slot on this first page open. And what our job is to get that position filled in, right? I mean, Google's job is to notify us, and then we call the area. And once we get that spot filled in, then, you know, that is said and done. So that's what we do with Google as premier partners.
Okay. My next question was, we kind of talked a little bit about the fee there. What was the monthly subscription there for the spot that y'all have open?
$299 a month without a contract.
And so say for instance, because I'm new, say for 1 month I don't get a job and then I can't pay for that. Am I able to pause that and hold the place, or is it lost as soon as I have to cancel?
No. We do give you time to pause it, right? So let's say, I mean, it's very unlikely that you don't get work, because you're going to be one of the top recommendeds on that first page. And I'll tell you this much. I mean, everyone that's on the first page of Google, I mean, the pie is big enough to go around. I mean, it's just so much people that use Google that everybody gets a piece of the pie, right? I mean, obviously some more than others. But at the end of the day, I mean, everybody gets fed, you know, when you're on that first page. Now, when you're on the third, fourth, fifth page, we cannot tell you that you're going to get a piece of the pie, because a lot of the times people don't even go onto those pages, right? People just choose whoever they see on that first page. Okay. So that's why I'm always straightforward with customers and tell them, look, it's better off that that if you're going to pay to be on the second or third page, just save your money, because a lot of people don't even navigate that far. You know, most of the searches start and end on that first page.
Right. And so with that, which you brought up kind of like keywords that would help bring up my company. Could you let me know what those keywords are that would be used?
Yeah, so the keywords are going to be based on the services that you provide, Ryan. So all the services that that you provide us, those are going to be the keywords that we would list you under, right? So let's say somebody goes on Google and they type in water mitigation, then rapid response is going to be one of the top recommended options. Mold mitigation, home restoration. It all depends on whatever services that you render, because we cannot list you under something you don't do, if that makes sense.
Okay. Right. So in a sense, basically, y'all take over the SEO for my business page with Google.
Absolutely. Right? There you go. I think that actually hits the nail right on the head. Yes, we take over the search engine optimization, correct.
Okay. And that's basically the fee is for the it's basically in a sense y'all are marketing for Google, but for the businesses it's just SEO marketing is what I'm paying for.
Yeah, you're paying for the SEO marketing. I mean, you're paying to be one of the top recommended companies, and I mean, we keep you promoted on that first page, obviously, alongside with doing the promotions through social media on Facebook, and then we would run ads on Facebook for rapid response, which have proven to work very well. Our clients love the features of having ads pop up on Facebook for their companies. And then, like I said, we also would run you through Apple on Apple Maps for anyone that has an iPhone.
Okay. And now, obviously, can you walk me through the Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I'm listening. Go ahead, sir.
I was just going to ask if you could walk through kind of how the Facebook advertisement goes, how that
so
works.
the way that it works is that this is something that Google refers as to retargeting. I don't know if you have a personal Facebook page, right? But the way that it works is that since Google and Facebook have a partnership, let's say you go on Google, just to give you an example, and you're looking for an electrician on Google, right? Later on that day, you get onto your personal Facebook page, and then you're just, you know, you're just searching through your friends, looking at the news, you know, just whatever we all do, right? Just get on Facebook and go through our friends and stuff.
Right.
Suddenly, you're going to see ads start popping up for electricians, and you think, well, why am I seeing these ads? Well, earlier in the day, you were on Google looking for an electrician. So Google sends that info over to Facebook, and they, you know, you start seeing ads for electricians, like almost like, hey, remember you needed an, you know, you needed an electrician.
And that's category by area, correct? So like somebody in Tennessee wouldn't necessarily see my ad.
That's correct. Yes. So Google has a perimeter of up to 50 miles that we would be able to do for you outside of McDonough.
Okay. Okay. Okay, it's $2.99 a month. Do you have any rough numbers of, you know, just past clients of kind of like what their exposure was or how many, you know, people viewed their page once signing up? Do y'all have any kind of numbers like
that? Yeah, I mean, we have, I mean, are the views and the people that click on the page, yes, I mean, it's, you know, when they sign up, I've seen them over 400. I mean, it ranges. I mean, I would be lying to you if I tell you, well, this is the exact number. It ranges for anyone. But I mean, when you're on that first page, we're also going to give you access, Ryan, to what is called the dashboard. You would have access to be able to see how many people are looking at your page, how many views you're getting,
okay,
how many phone calls are being generated, how many people are clicking on the Google business profile. All the back-end stuff that we are able to see, we're going to give you access to that. So you're also keeping up to date with the progress that you're doing on Google.
Okay. Okay.
It's an excellent tool to bring on more work. I mean, it, like I tell customers, man, if you're able to do it, take advantage of the opportunity, because it's definitely something that's going to help you. I mean, not that you're going to like it, but it's going to, more than anything, it's going to help you stay busy. And that's what our customers are looking for. You know, they're looking to make sure that they're staying busy. And like I told you earlier, I mean, it's not something that's going to make you a millionaire in a couple of months. Or you're going to have 100 jobs just pending. You know, I like to be very transparent as well, because a lot of companies like to, paint things, you know, all, you know,
purple
and butterfly, just to have a client to say yes, right? It's always better to be honest, and that's how we'll keep a long-term relationship with Rapid Response.
At the end of the day, all you can do is put my name in front of somebody's face. If they choose to click it, fine. If not, you can't.
Right.
That's nothing you can help, so I get that.
But I mean, if we put it in front of enough people, obviously some of them are going to click on it and choose.
Yeah, no, right. Yeah. And I'll just be full transparent. The only thing that's holding me back is the $2.99 monthly.
Okay.
Because right now I'm signed up. I've already really $300 was kind of my set budget for marketing, and I'm on Angie right now, which I'm sure you know who they are.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes.
And they're $280 a month, but they, you know, cap the leads, but I'm in a contract with them. So I either finish a year out with them at $280 a month, or I pay 35% of the remaining contract to break the contract.
Oh,
so
I see.
That's the only thing. Yeah,
This is what I'll do then, Ryan. If that's what's holding you back, like, we normally don't do this, but as a supervisor, I mean, I do have the ability to move that around a bit. And I'll tell you the reason that we normally don't do it. It's because already at $299, the ROI is excellent, the return on investment, right? Because let's say on a worst case scenario, if we give you only one or two jobs, it's already paying for itself, right? So,
right.
But what I'll do for you, I mean, if you are, you know, like you said, you know, in it for the long run and in it to grow the business, and just so you are able to see how, you know, Google will benefit you, I'll reduce that rate to $249. Again, we normally don't do that, but I'll do that for you. You know, I'll knock off $50 off the monthly service price, and I'll lock you in at $249. And I'll leave the same services that I mentioned to you. I won't charge you anything extra for anything else.
With this, is that rate good for as long as I'm signed up with y'all?
That's correct. I'm going to lock in this rate. No. I'm going to lock it in myself. You know, and I have to do that myself. Otherwise, yes, I don't want it to change. So I will lock you in, and I will grandfather you in as long as you continue to pay that $249. Our job is to continue to keep you busy. So, but yeah, that $249 will be locked in.
My last question, say that I, you know, I do end up canceling it. What is that process? Do I just call in and inform y'all, or is it through the dashboard you're talking about? Just say
No. The process. The process for cancellation is very simple. You can reach out to me, send me a text, or give me a call to my extension, or call our customer service department and say, hey, you know what, you know, I want to part ways, and that would stop the whole cycle. There's no cancellation fee or anything of that nature. We're very transparent with what we do, Ryan. So it's not like we're going to give you a big hassle or, oh, you can't do this. Absolutely not. It's a month-to-month agreement that we have, and we have to follow Google guidelines. So if for whatever reason you're not 100% satisfied and you want to stop, we'll just go ahead and put a stop to it.
Okay. Well, let's do it then. I'll give it a shot.
All right. Bear with me here 1 second. I think we already went through all the necessary questions. Now, that interview call that you'll get tomorrow from the IT guys, we had set that up, if I'm not mistaken, for 5, right?
Yes.
Okay, let me just make sure I have that correct. And then I have you down at a 50-mile radius Monday through Sunday. You said it's going. You're willing to take calls any time of day, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. So I'm. Okay. You know, we're 24-hour service.
Right. Okay, that's what I put on here.
Pipes burst at midnight, and pipes burst at 4 o'clock in the morning. So, with that, we take calls. I can't necessarily get out to a call, you know, at that time, but I will take the call, get the customer's information, at least get them to a point where the house is safe or secure or whatever the case is, and then from there we readjust if we have to.
Gotcha. Okay. And just give me 1 second. I'm just making adjustments to that monthly pricing. I have to make sure I put this in here really correctly, because I know that later on I'll probably get an email asking why, but
all right.
Just bear with me here 1 second. Okay. All right. And then the card you're going to use, Ryan, are we using a company card or using a personal debit?
It'll be a personal for now.
Personal
and
for now.
That
okay.
I can change at any time, correct?
At any time, absolutely. Yeah. So if you want to change it later on to a company one or a different one, we can always do that. Since we do work with very protected services on behalf of Google, the card has to match identically as far as the name goes. So does your name on the card say Ryan Razar, or does it have like a middle initial?
It is going to be Ryan T. Razor.
Razor. Okay. Perfect. And this is this going to be a Visa, MasterCard, Amex? What is this?
It's a Visa card.
It's a Visa card. Okay. Bear with me one second. And then the email that you provided, you do have access to that because I'm going to send the confirmation there.
I do, but I want to change it. I couldn't really say it where I was at, but I would like to change that.
Okay, hold on. Let me go back on here. All right, go ahead.
It's going to be RRASAR at rapidresponsega.com.
Okay. I must have spelled something wrong because it's coming back as invalid. So let me repeat that. I have RRASAR, rapidresponsega.com.
At rapidresponsega.com.
Rapid. Response. Okay, I see here. I put in a wrong letter.
So it should be the at sign. RapidResponseGA.com.
Yep, that's exactly
so
what happened.
So RapidResponseGeorgia.com.
Mm-hmm. Okay. .com. Okay, bear with me here one quick second.
All right.
RapidResponseGA.com. Okay. Perfect. Okay. There it is. All right. I just updated it. Okay. Perfect. Okay. I'll send the confirmation there. Whenever you're ready, you can go ahead with those 16-digit number, brother.
It is 4147.
Okay.
0995.
Okay.
0512.
Okay.
0145.
Perfect. All right. Expiration date?
0726.
07, did you say July 26th?
0726.
26, okay. And then the last July. Thing would be the CC code, the last three behind the card.
798.
798. Sorry, it seems like the call is breaking up sometimes a little bit. They're a little distorted. Sorry, not sure why.
Sorry. I'm going through a kind of a little back row here.
Oh, okay. Perfect. And then the last thing I need, Ryan, is the billing address to that card.
That one, it should be 270 daily.
Okay. 270 daily.
Daily's D-A-I-L-E-Y-S. Plantation. Drive.
Okay.
And that's McDonough, McDonough, Georgia, 30253.
Okay, perfect. That just came up for me here. Bear one second. Okay. Okay, give me one second. Bear with me just one second while I verify that the card that you provided is a valid one, brother. So just give me a second. You're driving then, huh?
I am, yeah.
Oh, okay. That explains the background noise. Yeah.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Nah, you're good, brother. I was just wondering what was going on in the background.
Yeah.
Okay. While I do that, I do have to read our disclosure to you, which will be pretty quick here. Welcome to Local Splash. This is our, what we call a voice verification. The reason that I have to run you through this is that we do have you in a discounted pre-agreement. And as an added form of protection, we're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice. As I'm walking you through this, if you have any questions, please let me know. I'll be more than happy to answer that. Welcome to Local Splash. The call is being both monitored and recorded for quality assurance. To make sure that I do have everything correct on here, Ryan, can you please verify the name of the business?
Rapid Response LLC.
Thank you very much. Can you please verify your name and the title that you have with the company?
Ryan Razor, and I'm the owner.
Thank you so much. You are an authorized party to initiate service on behalf of Rapid Response LLC, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And you are an authorized party on this credit card information you provided, correct?
Correct.
To get results as fast as possible, Ryan, we also ask that you are involved in the growth of the company. For this reason, we ask if you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails when it's necessary.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. In hiring Local Splash here as Google Premier Partners, we will be your certified marketing representatives moving forward as of today. Okay. Your initial payment term will be processed today, April 3rd, and that's going to be in the reduced courteous amount that we did for you of $249. Keep in mind that your next payment will not be due until May 3rd, and the amount, we're going to lock it in at $249 per month. Also, keep in mind, Ryan, that this is not a contract, and you hold the right to stop, pause, or cancel the service at any time after the first month if you're not happy. Okay.
All right.
Obviously, I don't think that's going to be the case, but I still have to let you know that's a right that you have to do after the first month if you're not satisfied. Okay.
All right.
So bear with me here one quick second. Let me get that rolling here. Fix. Making sure I have the right pricing. I don't want to charge you $300 and then you'd be like, hey man, what the hell?
All right.
So yeah, I just got to make sure that's correct. Okay, here we go. I did adjust that to $249. In a second, you're going to start getting text messages. You're going to start getting emails. There's going to be one email in particular, Ryan, that you're going to get. It's going to be the first one that's going to come over to you. That does need your attention. There's going to be three little boxes that you have to click on. That's the one that's going to give you access to the dashboard. It's going to ask you, that you are the person that's authorized to use the card, that you give us permission to call or text you when we need to, and that you're aware that the next payment is due May 3rd. If you have about 2 minutes right now, I can help you, and I'll walk you through it. So when you get a call from the IT guys tomorrow, it'll save you about 15 minutes. If you're not able to do it today, they'll walk you through it themselves either way, or you can do it later yourself. But if you have 2 minutes to spare, I mean, I can walk you through it. But if you're driving, I don't know if you're able to do it right now. You let me know.
I'm actually pulling into this customer's house right now. So, I'll have to wait for them.
Okay. No worries. You can do it tomorrow, or when you're home later on today, it's going to be one of the emails that says, it's going to be your invoice. It's going to say Local Splash invoice. It's going to say, thank you, Ryan, for choosing Local Splash, and it's going to give you your invoice, and then underneath that, it's going to be a little blue link that says click here to accept subscription terms, and then you're going to see those little boxes that I talked to you about right underneath your phone number, and then right underneath that, it's going to ask you to type in your name, Ryan Razor, and then hit confirm. Once you hit confirm, that's all you have to do on your end until you get the call tomorrow at 5:00. But as of right now then, Ryan, we're all set. Let me be the first one to say welcome to the family, brother. Thank you for giving us an opportunity to prove to you that the services on Google are definitely something that are going to work out. Again, our ultimate goal here is to have a long-term relationship with Rapid Response, and we know that the only way of doing that is to make sure we're keeping you busy. So, again, Thanks for giving us that 1% of your trust. It's our job to gain that other 99, brother. We'll be in touch with you tomorrow at 5 o'clock.
Thank you. Talk to you all soon.
All right, Ryan. Have a good one now. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.